Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be early recordings 1923 and 1925 by Vic Burton. Vic Burton never recorded with BIX, but he was the manager of the Wolverine Orchestra briefly in the summer of 1924. Let me give you a little bit of biographical information about Vic Burton from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Vic Burton was born Victor Cohen in Chicago on May 6, 1896, and died in California on December 26, 1951. He was the brother of jazz writer and drummer Ralph Burton. Their father was a professional violinist. Vic began on violin and piano. By the age of seven, he was playing drums in the Pitt Orchestra at the Alhambra Theater in Milwaukee. Extensive studies on timpani, and at age 16 appeared with Milwaukee and Chicago symphony orchestras. Played in Sousa's U.S. Navy Band during World War I. After demobilization, played at Weiss's Cafe in Chicago. This was about 1920. Worked with Art Kahn, Paul Bees and Arnold Johnson, led own band at Merry Gardens, Chicago. In 1924, took over managing the Wolverines and occasionally played with the band. With Roger Wolfgang until June 1926, then joined Don Voorhees, occasionally working with Red Nichols. Prolific freelance recordings, briefly with Paul Whiteman in the spring of 1927, then freelance in New York before moving to California, worked with Abe Lyman. From about 1930, worked for many years at Paramount Studios, including spell as a musical director during the mid-1930s. Also appeared regularly as percussionist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, studio musician for 20th Century Fox during the 1940s. Yes, as I mentioned, Ralph Burton was Vic Burton's brother, and his book, Remembering BIX, is viewed by most people as a piece of fiction. Well, let's get started with the music. These are the first two recordings that Vic Burton ever made. Chicago, October 16, 1923, with Art Kahn and his orchestra. Murphy Steinberg on cornet, plus another cornet, Jesse Barnes on trombone, Phil Wing, Roy Kramer, clarinet, alto sax, Art Cassell, clarinet, tenor sax, Art Kahn, piano and leader, Clark Whipple, piano, an unknown banjo, an unknown tuba, and Vic Burton on drums. The two numbers that he recorded on that day were Beat by Beat, You're Breaking My Heart, and Sobbing Blues. So here is Vic Burton with Art Kahn and his orchestra, Chicago, 1923.
Thank you.
The next two recordings that Vic Burton made were a couple of months later, again with the Art Khan's Orchestra in Chicago. This was December 7, 1923. Composition of the band is the same as in the previous session. And the two numbers that they recorded on that day were Bahama and Blue Evening Blues. So here is Vic Burton with the Art Khan, Chicago, 1923. Thank you. Let's go ahead now to 1925, and I'll play first two recordings by Lenin's Red Heads, recorded on February 26, 1925. Red Nichols on trumpet, Mythball trombone, probably Clarence Heidke and Alfie Evans clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, George Slater clarinet, tenor sax, question mark Bill Krantz on piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Joe Tarto tuba, Vic Burton drums. Sam Lennon is the director, and one of the reed men doubles on baritone saxophone. And the two tunes that were recorded on that day were Jimtown Blues and King Porter Stomp. So here is Vic Burton with Lennon's Red Heads, 1925. Let's stay with Lenin's Red Heads for another couple of recordings. These are from October 19, 1925. We have Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, question mark Clarence Heidke and Alfie Evans on clarinet, soprano and alto sax, George Slater clarinet, tenor sax, one of the Reedmen doubles on C melody saxophone, there is an unknown violin, an unknown piano, Tony Colucci is on banjo guitar, Joe Tardo on tuba, Vic Burton on drums, and Sam Lennon is the director. The two tunes I'm going to play are 5'2", Eyes of Blues. Here we have a vocal by Art Gilham, and then I'm going to Hang Around My Sugar. So here is Vic Burton with Lennon's Red Heads, New York, 1925.
Yes, sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now, if you run into a 5'2" covered with fur, diamond ring, all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, say, could she woo? Could she Charleston too? Has anybody seen my girl? Thank you.
Let's move to November 11, 1925. This is New York again, and the band is the Hottentots. We have Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Bone on trombone, Dick Johnson clarinet, Rube Bloom piano, Vic Burton drums. The leader and arranger is Louis Katzman. And the two tunes that I want to play are first the Down and Out Blues and then the Camel Walk. So here is Vic Burton with the Hottentots in New York, 1925.
Thank you.
Next, I would like to bring in a couple of recordings by Roger Wolfgang and his orchestra. This is November 13, 1925. Tommy Gott and Neil McConville on trumpet, Chuck Campbell, Ephraim Hannaford on trombone, Arthur Campbell on tuba, Arnold Brillhart and Owen Bartlett on clarinet alto sax, Harold Stir on clarinet tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dominic Romeo on banjo guitar, Joe Venuti, Joe Raymond violin, Vic Burton on drums. Of course, Roger Wolfgang is the director. The two tunes are I'm Sitting on Top of the World and I Never Knew. So here is Vic Burton with Roger Wolfgang's orchestra, New York, 1925.
Thank you.
Well, let's finish up this program with another couple of recordings by Roger Wolfgang. This is November 27, 1925 in New York, and the composition of the band is exactly the same as the one I gave for the previous two recordings. The two numbers recorded on November 27 were Down and Out Blues and Lucky Boy. And it's interesting to compare the Down and Out Blues by Roger Wolfgang with a version that I played a little earlier by the Hottentots. So here is Vic Burton with Roger Wolfgang, New York, 1925. Thank you. Very much that song, and also I like a lot the very bouncy rhythm of the Roger Wolfgang Orchestra. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
If you contend, this is-